This is the rundown with Rubio for Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Everything happens for a reason. Governor Newsom is headed to the Vatican, okay, all the way over there, all the way to Italy, private jet, to speak about at a climate summit. Does anyone find the hypocrisy in this? So he's going to take a private jet all the way to the Vatican to speak at a climate summit about how climate crisis and all this blah, blah, blah. Hey, man, zoom in. If it's that bad, why would you waste all those carbon emissions and all that blah, 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 when you could just zoom in and give your little speech? What's the difference? So until you start doing that, then I'll start taking your climate crisis seriously. There are winners and losers in life. The Louisiana Supreme Court has voted to allow residents to secede from Baton Rouge. Baton Rouge is right next to LSU. I've been there several times. They're going to have a new city called St. George, and it'll have nearly 100,000 people. So these residents were not happy with the way Baton Rouge was being ruled. It was going downhill. They didn't like it. It was getting all grungy and all this. And they're like, hey, man, we've got different values than what you have in Baton Rouge. Us 100,000 people, we're going to secede from you. We're going to become our own city. The Louisiana governor said, Supreme Court said, go ahead. So, wow, this is shocking because it's going to take tax money away from Baton Rouge because they're going to lose all these residents and they're going to build this utopia here, basically. If this goes through, you watch, I guarantee it's going to start happening over and over and over in different parts of the country. Accept and embrace. Oh, this is a good one. So all the protests are going around and Colombia has a protest leader. This lady, her name is Johanna King Slutsky. Kind of a rough name right there. She talking about all the rioters that broke into Hamilton Hall, and she's upset that they won't give them food. She gets an interview and says, hey, what's the problem? She goes, we're not getting food delivered to us. Yeah, you're protesting. You're locked here. They're like, why don't you go to the dining hall? Oh, no, we want food delivered to us. That's not the way protests work. Okay, if you're too stupid to bring your own food, bring your own water. And she says, well, we're students. Well, you're not acting like a student. You know where students get their food? The dining hall. They go to the dining hall, they do a little card, boom, 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 and they get their food. So you lose. And here's the best part. She's a paid teacher, and she's a PhD candidate studying the theories of imagination and poetry as interpreted through a Marxian lens. Perfect. Just absolutely perfect. What a waste. Working hard is not enough. UK's National Health Service, good for you guys, will ban transgender ideology in hospitals. Basically, you cannot use the following words anymore: chest feeding, birthing parent, and human milk. Yeah, no kidding. Transgender males are banned from being treated in female-only hospital wards as well. Good for you. Hopefully this spreads. Yeah, those are always stupid. Birthing parent, you mean the mom. Human milk, you mean breast milk. Chest feeding, you mean breastfeeding. Really stupid. Confidence is the key. Whoopi Goldberg, everyone knows who Whoopi Goldberg is. She used to be a great actress, was super, super funny. Now she become a very bizarre human being on The View. She claims that all the anti-Semitism that you can see with your own eyes at the pro-Hamas rallies, she says that those are just overblown. She says these are just clickbait, not really happening, blah, 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 and totally on one side. Here's the irony. Whoopi Goldberg is not her real name. Her name is Karen Johnson. And ironically, Goldberg, that's a very Jewish name. So Whoopi Goldberg, who took a Jewish name, is saying that there's not anti-Semitism, anti-Jew things going on. What a way to end the week, Whoopi. If you have any questions, you can email rubio@therubiomethod.com.
Hey, so what is the best part about working at One Shots?
The family. I love my coworkers.
Good people, good energy. You have the, you could be creative. So, yeah, I like One Shots.
We have a small, tight-knit community here, and I like working with all of our locals and seeing new, meet new people from all over the country.
Our dedicated staff is ready to work for you. ArcBeat specializes in custom apparel. Call us or order online. Free shipping nationwide. Custom printed shirts are our specialty, and we make sure you get exactly what you want. Bring in your own design or let our team create one for you. Promote your business, event, or club with pens, caps, bottles, mugs, and more.
Pretty cool since 1985.